It was a turnaround for the ages for any program and any sport at any time and anywhere. Pat Scarry's Towson Tigers went from being a one-win club to an 18-win team in just one season. One CAA win a year ago to a 13-5 second-place team in the Colonial Athletic Association. What a story. And Pat Scarry, their head coach, joins us now. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, my friend. That certainly beats some of the conversations we had a year ago.
What a difference a year makes. The old saying, I guess, holds very true in this case.
No question. No question.
All right, be honest with me. When the season began, I know you had high hopes. I called the first game of the year against College of Charleston. Before the ball was tipped that night, could you ever have imagined winning 13 games in the conference?
I don't think that we thought we'd get 13 in the conference. I thought we could, you know, a goal of the staff was that we could get above 500.
In the conference or overall?
Overall. And although the first half was about as bad as we could have possibly played that, against a good Charleston team. So the halftime hit, I'd be lying if I wasn't a little worried about where I thought we might have been heading.
That's true. The first 10 minutes of the season, Coach, were not good.
They hammered us that first half. We were down 24 at the half, I think it was. And it's really the only time pretty much the whole year that we weren't in a game was that first half. So I guess we learned from that pretty quick for whatever reason.
Before we move forward and talk about your team next year and these, I think really, I don't want to jinx anything, but really prestigious awards coming your way, talk to us about last Saturday and the coming down and the end of the Towson Center and a win over Hofstra.
I mean, you know, great game. We didn't play great, but we played hard. Hofstra did a good job. I think myself included, we were really excited and up for the game. And it was a big deal for us. The place was jumping. It was sold out, which was a great thing. And we made some plays late. Benjamin took over late. We finally got a couple big stops. I think the crowd really helped us. The last four minutes, it was like kind of what a college basketball game is supposed to be like, in late February, early March. And our crowd really helped us. I think it was good for our people, too. It's been a while since that place has had some electricity to it.
You've only been at the program for 2 years, but did you feel a sense of emotion for the season, for the end of the building?
Yeah, no question. Last week, for sure. I also felt it a lot from some of the people that have been really supportive, to me and my staff and our guys since I got here. When we were able to win down at George Mason, we had a lot of people make that trip, and we had never beaten George Mason, since we've been in the CAA, so it was a huge win. It was a great week for us, as you know. I will tell you, good players make you look like you have an idea of what's going on out there.
I'm sure that is true. I have to ask, Coach, I rarely have an opportunity to see, even in the moments of great triumph, any coach I've covered at any level feel a sense of satisfaction after a season, especially if it's not a season where you won the whole thing. You guys did not win the CAA. You fell a game short of Northeastern. You tied for second. You will not be able to participate in the CAA tournament. But do you feel a sense of what we just did was remarkable?
Especially for the kids. I really, their pride and their toughness every day is something I've got great respect for, especially, without being able to play for the postseason. So I think you learn a lot about, kids, and you feel fortunate you were able to be around a group of guys like that. And you're right, you're never satisfied, but I think you get so caught up in the moment that, told my wife really, we just played better than I thought. Late, we won 8-9, and the one we lost, we really had it in hand. So it's a little bit bittersweet because who knows if we could have won the thing, but we were certainly playing as well as anybody in our league heading into the tournament.
No doubt you would have had a great opportunity to win the whole darn thing. March 9th through the 11th, so coming up here in Richmond, it will be the CAA tournament. Towson can't participate. Are you going to watch that thing?
Yeah, we're going down to the bank with a few of us on Friday, and I've actually, the league's been good enough. I've kind of finagled my way, and I'm going to work for Comcast on Saturday during the games.
That's pretty cool.
In case this coaching thing doesn't work out, it might maybe might work out, you know, good for me later on having it on my resume.
Hey, well, you always have a job here, Coach Gary. You do a great job with us. That's going to be pretty fun.
I appreciate that. You know, I've been told I have a face for radio.
Well, you and me both then. Is it going to be hard for you to watch it?
You know what? I'm going to enjoy. Last time I went to the Big East tournament, I enjoy watching the other coaches sweat and stress. So that piece isn't going to bother me at all. But I'll feel a little bit like, geez, you know, I think we could have got this thing done, you know.
Pat Scary with us here on WBAL. Coach Scary, if the Tigers won a couple of games in the CAA tournament, if they were allowed in, would they have been an option for the NIT?
I don't think so. We absolutely, because we already got we got invites to the other tournaments if we had interest in playing in the CBI and the CIT, which would have been a big deal for us.
But you wouldn't have been permitted to play in it, right?
No, we're not permitted to play there, unfortunately. But I don't think we would have been able to get in the NIT. We certainly would have been able to play one of those other two tournaments, which we would have loved to do.
Interesting. So now it's all eyes on the future. In this time period, what can you do with your team?
You know, we went right back into weights on Monday. We had 2 weeks before spring break.
On Monday?
Yep, we went right back to the weight room, and then we had three guys that were red shirts and one other big kid, Jamel Flash, that's improved, but, you know, it was kind of out of the rotation. Those guys, you know, had on-the-court workouts, you know, Monday through Friday, so we do that for 2 weeks, and then we hit spring break. Then we come back after spring break. We'll go back, you know, full scale ahead. We're certainly not where we need to be. And then, you know, the one thing that'll be a challenge is there'll be some expectations, and how do we handle and manage those?
Yeah, I'm sure that is going to be a very different feel for Towson basketball. But it's kind of the feel I think you wanted when you came to Towson.
Absolutely, you don't want to, you know, you don't want you know, apathy or people not caring. You know, I'm excited about that. And you've been around enough sports teams and stuff. You know, personally, I'm planning on really turning it up on our guys. The more expectations, I think the more you can turn it up on you guys.
And I'm sure there's also a feeling of they can't wait to get back to work and have more success.
Yeah, I think absolutely. You know, for us, it's I think the timing's going to work out pretty well. We're about to move into our new locker room in the arena, and the arena is almost done. And so the timing of some of those things, I think, are pretty good for us right now.
I would say the timing right now, Towson basketball, this is what's so amazing. The hope was that it would be obvious the program was heading in the right direction, I think, at the end of the season. But you have an extraordinary season. You honestly would have had a great chance to win the CAA tournament and get to the big dance this year had you been eligible. But now you go 13-5. Basically, everyone's coming back next year, a part of this team that finished so strong. You're into the new arena, and the CAA tournament is in Baltimore next year, right?
And nothing like throwing a little expectations on us. But you guys are supposed to be my guy over there, you know?
Yeah, I understand all the good things you have to drum up here.
No, it is good. It's you know, we've been kind of dormant for a while, and you know, it's just what you said. You want people to be excited about your season and have expectations. And you know, one of the things we tried to hop on with some of our guys this year, because we had some big games in February, was like, hey, that's what we recruited you for. We recruited you to play important games in January, February, and March. I mean, that's what you came here for.
And I know there's probably a lot of big awards coming your way, including the CAA Coach of the Year, knock on wood. When is the announcement of that?
Well, we have the banquet Friday night. I would expect hopefully, you know, two or three of our guys are getting awards. You know, I got my award today. My wife made sure I took the trash out and I emptied the dishwasher and everything else like I normally do.
So I was unanimous. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was unanimous in that, trust me.
Well, congratulations from us on that. And then do you expect Jarrell Benneman to possibly win Player of the Year?
If he's not Player of the Year, unanimously, there should be a, you know, someone should lose their privileges. That the type of year he's had and what he's been to our program, I mean, you've seen us play a lot. He had a ridiculous year.